This is KUNC. Monday was the deadline to turn in signatures for groups wanting to get measures on the November election ballot. One of those groups is Colorado Rising. They want to increase the setback distance between oil and gas drilling and residential development. KUNC's Matt Bloom has more on Initiative 97.
It's hard not to see the presence of the oil and gas industry in Colorado. It's grown over the years, just like the population, and it's why volunteers like Patricia Nelson spent a part of her summer collecting signatures.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Thank you for your time.
On a recent afternoon in Greeley, Nelson was making a last-minute push for Initiative 97.
It's to increase setbacks from populated or inhabited buildings, houses, daycare centers, schools.
From the current 500 feet from homes and 1,000 from schools to 2,500 feet, period. After politely listening to Nelson, local realtor Bill Hall doesn't sign the petition.
There's no need. The frack is happening over a mile and a half in the ground.
But a few minutes later, Vanessa Cruz eagerly takes the clipboard and adds her name. She lives within a half mile of four wells east of Greeley.
I know for sure that our water is not as safe as it used to be. We've had it tested on multiple accounts. I've had to put in water filtration devices.
In 2014, supporters of a constitutional amendment to increase setbacks called off their effort after Governor John Hickenlooper agreed to a panel to study the issue, along with the industry. 2 years later, backers failed to get enough signatures on a similar measure. And now, in 2018?
So it effectively will serve as a ban for oil and gas in the state of Colorado.
Tracy Bentley is head of the Colorado Petroleum Council, which is the state's division of the American Petroleum Institute. She says the effort is irresponsible, especially for an industry that employs more than 230,000 people in the state.
When you put it on a map and you set aside 2,500 feet from any occupied structure, it effectively does take 80% of the surface land off the table for oil and gas development.
But the lead organizer at Colorado Rising sees things differently. Outside of their Boulder office, Ann Lee Foster says this is not a ban on industry activity.
We're not isolating any minerals. We're asking for less than a half mile. It's really not that much.
With modern technology like horizontal drilling, she says a larger setback still allows the industry to do its job while keeping it away from homes and schools.
2,500 feet is based on a Colorado health study that showed that within a half mile, about 2,500 feet, the most grave health impacts occur. And also 2,500 feet is the standard evacuation radius that first responders use when there's a leak or an explosion, an incident at a well site.
Denver 7 has learned the remains of two people have been pulled from the rubble of this house explosion in Firestone.
Two other people inside that same home, they're in the hospital right now.
The Firestone explosion has changed a lot of people's opinion about the industry.
All of a sudden the house shook and we heard a loud bang.
The home in the 2017 tragedy was built 200 feet away from an existing well that did not have a properly sealed flow line. However, Initiative 97 only addresses how close new wells could be built to homes, and not how close developers can build to existing wells.
We're doing this because we don't see any other option. We've tried to compromise, we've tried to collaborate, and they don't want to have discussions about basic health and safety measures.
Tracy Bentley acknowledges the concerns Colorado Rising has about health and safety, but she says implementing a blanket setback increase without consulting oil and gas companies would be problematic.
The vast majority of Coloradans understand the importance of our industry, and they want us here as long as we continue to develop responsibly. But a ban on oil and gas is not just bad for the industry. It's bad for consumers, and it's really bad for the economy.
It's why companies like Anadarko Petroleum have spent millions of dollars to defeat Initiative 97, even before it's fully known if it will go to voters. Colorado Rising needs over 98,000 signatures to make it on the ballot. They turned in more than 171,000. The Secretary of State's office has until September 5th to verify them. For KUNC, I'm Matt Bloom.